Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
I think it's obvious and probably a rhetorical question. Are the experiences on dating apps different for men than they are women?
Or does it just suck everywhere?
So I wondered that, and I thought about Abby when I saw this, because you're always speaking to how tough it is on the dating apps. And this woman, it was a repost from Internet HOF on X, and she was saying that she decided to spend some time in the shoes of a man on a dating app. And so she created a profile. It was a guy, and she was going about it as if it was her and actually talking to women. And she shared her experience of what that was like being a man on a dating app.
Some of my guy friends gave me permission to make a Hinge account for him because I was telling him how easy dating is with dating apps, and he was telling me that it's incredibly difficult. And I was like, Pete, you must be doing something wrong. And he gave me permission to create an account for him and just run the account. I've been a virtual boy for 3 days, and I've never felt this bad about myself. I feel like a freaking loser trying to get these girls to like me, and I'm starting to hate women because I'm like, when I say I mean Pete, because that's the account I'm using. Pete's about a 6. But I'm so desperate, I'm liking the 2s and the 3s, and even they won't like me back. So what level of delusion has entered women's heads? Like, what is going on? It is so difficult dating as a boy. I hate it. I'm on day 3 of being a boy, and I hate women, and I'm more depressed than ever.
Oh, I hate it when my virtual fake account that's not really me makes me feel bad about myself.
I think she's got good points, man.
Uh-huh. I think so, too.
I think she's got real good points.
Good points as in what? What good points were made in that video?
I mean, here she is, and I've seen videos from professionals and therapists talking about specifically how difficult it is for guys. Like, guys have to swipe 100, or is it swipe 100 times? Before they get somebody to match with them. And it's so purely based on looks now that it's really working on a dude's self-esteem. If you're not extremely good looking or make an extreme amount of money, like over $100,000, and you have to be over 6 foot. And there was another category also, which puts you in like the 1% category in the United States that women are really looking for, that it's really starting to chop dudes' egos, not egos, but their mental health also.
I think, I mean, obviously this is just one girl's experience, one woman's experience. But it's worth taking it for what she's saying, as far as like dating apps suck for dudes too, and you know they're trying out there. I think what we can agree is that the grass is brown everywhere.
It is brown. There's brown everywhere. And I'm not saying that she didn't have a hard time on the dating apps. I just don't think it's mutually exclusive to men or women. So to act like that she's having a hard time and it's only hard for men, or for me to come on and talk about my experiences and say it's only hard for women, dating is just tough, and the dating apps make it even harder.
This is what happens, though, is when we really just focus on superficial looks. Like, these people, this guy, she took over for him. So she's obviously his friend. So he's obviously a solid, good dude to have a female friend who's willing to step in like that. So he's a great guy. But when you swipe on looks alone, this is what happens. You mismatch. Now, sometimes you're going to go on dates and they're going to suck in person. That happens. And I agree, you do need to be attracted to your partner. I'm not discrediting that at all. But I do think sometimes attractiveness comes along when you meet them and you see their personality and you start to see aspects of them that you didn't really notice before. I think being attracted to someone, you have your superficial level and then you have your relationship attractiveness, and you're missing out on being attracted to who they are when you're just judging off looks, and then everyone feels bad about themselves.
Would you be willing to try the same experiment?
Yeah, I'd be down to do it.
Okay, so you do like a virtual dude, okay, and see how the responses are different for a guy than they are for a woman.
Oh, I'm gonna pull hella chicks. I know the cheat codes.
We need someone mid, so you have to use a picture of Jackson.
Oh, you did.
No, we need. We because people can Google Jackson, they can see that he is a girlfriend. So we need someone that's single, like someone like legitimate.
Well, you create the person and don't create somebody so incredibly outstanding. I think what she's saying is she created an AI that was pretty average and it was almost impossible to get any kind of attention.
She didn't. It was her actual friend.
It was an actual friend.
Pete's a real dude.
Who might be very average.
He's just me.
She said he is Pete's a six, according to her.
She did.
What if we did this for a Burt Show listener? Like, I want to do this for a real dude.
Yeah, I don't think you should do AI or fake something. I think it needs to be like a real guy that you step in for to see what it's actually like.
Just like you said, with your Richie Rich friend who had the assistant, let me be your Hinge assistant and I'm going to help you pull some girls.
Okay. I just don't think that that's, it will affect you as viscerally by helping somebody else out as you would be assuming somebody's personality.
But that was the same motivation she had going into this. She went into this being like, I'm just going to help my guy Pete out, right? I'm going to be him. I'm going to swipe. I'm going to have these conversations. And then come to find out,
women suck.
Yeah, also, I am on the apps. My self-esteem is affected by being on the apps with my own profile. So to me, like, just helping out a guy is going to have the same kind of investment as this woman who took the video on her profile.
All right, so what is this going to be a friend of yours, or do we need to randomly ask a guy that would like to do this with us?
I don't have any single guy friends.
But we need a six.
We need a six.
If you're a six.
And I'll take on your profile for
Listen,
a week.
We can't be doing this for twos. We can't be doing this for tens. If you are a six and a single man, call us up 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. Preferably in your mid to late 20s. I think that is what
early 30s too.
Or early 30s. Somewhere between 25 and 35. If you can hit us up, that would be fantastic.
All right. And if you're going to call, do it now. Like Kristen said, 1-855-BIRCHO. And we'll talk to you after Entertainment Bus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I have good news and I have bad news. Good news is that Drake, he withdrew some legal action against Universal Music Group and Spotify, basically saying that they collaborated together to pump up the song Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar that has a line in there calling Drake a pedophile. He's dropped that legal claim. The bad news is that he is still deciding to go through with another lawsuit against Universal Music Group, which is actually his label of more than a decade, for defamation over Not Like Us. Basically, he is saying that they promoted this song, helped it become what it is, which is this was this one of the biggest songs of 2024, and saying that it spread a, quote, false and malicious narrative that Drake is a pedo.
I don't know how he can win a case like this because they're both under the same label, but that's their job, is to promote songs and their artists. Now, what he would have to prove is that they knew that he is not a pedophile and they promoted it anyway.
Malicious intent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, like, the song doesn't necessarily say it's about Drake. Like, isn't it kind of everyone just drawing their own conclusions based off of clues dropped in the lyrics?
No, he says, say Drake in the song. He's talking to Drake directly. But I think this is just another L for Drake to me, because I don't understand the approach. When he dropped it initially, I thought to myself, maybe they reached some kind of settlement behind the scenes, because I don't think UMG wants Drake to leave, nor does Drake really want to leave. And Drake could potentially change how the industry works if he were to come out on top. So I assumed UMG cut a check and said, let this all go away. But then now with him filing this one, which has examples of YouTube comments and comments from streamers, it just seems so petty for a man of his stature to have to care about what these people are saying to this extent.
But, and this is like trigger warning and kid warning, if someone accused you of being a pedophile, wouldn't you fight it?
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
1,000%.
And that's what Drake's doing, right?
But don't you fight that, but isn't... This is your area, not mine.
Uh-huh.
But doesn't it give you more credibility to fight it in song or fight it on the... Not physically on the streets than it does in the courtroom?
I think it does. And I think the reason that Drake ended up in the courtroom is because that was his way of accepting defeat. I think he realized I cannot get on a song and defeat this man at this point. And his legacy has been tainted and tarnished. And I think he's accepted that. And so in his mind, if I have to go through this anyway, I might as well get as much money as I can in order to be good for the rest of my career. But to hip hop and to the streets, that's not a win.
So Universal Music Group, which to reiterate is his label and he's been with them for over a decade, they've responded to this lawsuit and they said, a spokesperson said, not only are these claims untrue, but the notion that we would seek to harm the reputation of any artist, let alone Drake, is illogical. We have invested massively in his music and our employees around the world have worked tirelessly for many years to help him achieve historical, commercial, and personal financial success. Throughout his career, Drake has intentionally and successfully used UMG to distribute his music and poetry, to engage in conventionally outrageous back and forth rap battles, to express his feelings about other artists. He now seeks to weaponize the legal process to silence an artist's creative expression and to seek damages from UMG for distributing that artist's music.
I understand why he wants to fight it, but at the same time, it's almost as if fighting it makes it worse for him, because like they say, hit dogs holler. And it just, to me, right, at this point in your career with what you've accomplished, just go away. Yeah. Just let it go away.
All right, let's pause here for a second because Matt here says, hey, I'm a six. I want to get in on this. We have challenged you guys based on a TikTok that's gone viral. That it's from a woman that took over her friend's account as a guy. So she is swiping right and she's just getting the whole experience as a guy and said she realizes how tough it is. So we asked Abby if she would do the same thing. She's like, I just need a guy. That's kind of average. And Matt's like, hey, she's talking to me. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good, man. So you haven't had a whole bunch of luck on dating apps?
Not at all. I mean, goodness, what the viral video was saying just absolutely resonated.
In which way?
Just kind of, you know, swiping for days and feeling like, you know, there's no results coming from it. And, you know, kind of questioning yourself at a certain point of, you know, is it me? Am I not really bringing too much to the table, or, you know, all the things? So I, you know, again, like you were saying, I feel, you know, average. I have a career and definitely feel I bring things to the table. But, you know, from some looking inside and like you said, mental health from it, you get on here and you swipe, swipe, swipe and, you know, no connections are made.
That's what I was going to ask, Matt. If you're being honest, has your self-esteem taken a hit since being on the dating apps?
Yeah, and I mean, I think it goes into the fact of, you know, when you get out here in public and just even trying to interact with people, you know, girls in public, it definitely translates because you're, you know, you're kind of questioning yourself after swiping so much is, you know, am I really, you know, attractive? Am I going to, you know, are people attracted to me? So I think, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you're willing to have Abby take over your account, not necessarily to make it better for you or to change anything, just to experience the things that you're experiencing, but she'll experience it as you, but as a woman.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
You down?
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I do think it is a little silly because I go through this already, but it's not for somebody else's profile. It's for my profile.
But you're saying it's silly, but you don't have the experience as a guy.
Yeah. What's the difference, though?
That's what we're going to find out.
Okay. All right. So let's see if it hurts more being somebody else.
It might help you.
Sounds good.
Being somebody else.
See you from the other side.
All right, Matt, hold on 1 second, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.